Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on 97.3 The Fan. Man, are we having a good show for you today. We have Doug Kern, the tackle guru of Fisherman's Landing Tackle, in the studio today having fun talking fishing, talking tackle, and talking to you. If you want to join us on the second hour, we want to hear from you. Call us anytime, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Your chance to talk to the man about fishing, fishing tackle, the boats, the gear, everything in between. We're doing it today, and we are giving away such a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to win the Sato Line Winder Kit. It has everything you need but the plywood board and your drill. It's a super high-tech line winder. It's comparable to line winders that go for up to thousands of dollars, all for under $300. It's your best value in high-tech line winders. Get yours at the Longfin, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and other selected tackle stores, or better yet, give us a call on the fan this morning, talk to Doug, and maybe you'll win yours at the end of the show today. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for our catch report, and our fishdope.com report is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations. They make smart bilge pumps and switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com, or you can get their affordable products at San Diego Marine Exchange. It's a great opportunity and a great product for sure. Hey, Mark Wish, still feeling a little bit under the weather, and we want to wish him get well soon. His voice is bugging a little bit, so Mark, get better, buddy, and we're looking forward to hearing another great private boater buddy report next week from you, Mark, and hope you're feeling better. So now, let's go all the way up to Whaler's Cove in Angoon, Alaska. We got Captain John Beath is on the line, and John, I'm sure that our boys from Let's Talk Hookup had a great trip fishing with you this week, and we are dying to hear about how it goes.
Well, I'm dying to tell you how it went. I'm standing here watching Pete and Lolly and a bunch of the guys. They're having a great time. Yesterday was epic. It was the best day that we have had for coho all season long. In fact, nice. One of the self-guiders had four people on their boat on the deer from Let's Talk Hookup, and they got 24 coho as well as 8 halibut. So they just
crushed. Wow. That's some boxes of fish there, boy. What a great day.
That's a lot of fish, but it was so good. I went over to Morris Reef. I had 5 on my boat. We dropped in, and I didn't get my 4th rod out, and all 3 rods had coho. It was just wide open.
Oh, how exciting.
So I ended the day with 30 coho that were 8 to 12 pounds. Oof. Plus we had our halibut. I mean, it was absolutely epic, flat, calm water. Today, the water's not so calm because we've got a storm that's coming in, but I'll let Pete talk about that tomorrow. We had some really nice halibut. The trip winner for the 2-for-1 was a 64-incher.
Nice.
Caught by a gal that was only maybe 120 pounds. So this halibut outweighed her by a lot. And she got the 2-for-1. She also caught one that was a little bit smaller than that. She had a 62 and a 64. So she was a happy camper. She's all the way from Salmon, Idaho, and we've just had a great 4 days here. I think the Let's Talk Hookup people will agree that it was just an epic trip. And I'm not even going to tell you about the fish peacock. I'm going to let him tell you that tomorrow.
Oh, I like the sounds of that, buddy.
I can tease a little bit. He caught some monsters.
All right. Excellent. Well, we're excited to hear about that.
I'll let him tell you all about that. But We're already selling out for 2019 and, or 2020 and 2021. So if anybody is thinking about going on a Let's Talk Hookup trip, you better start thinking about 2021 because, and check to see if we've got anything for 2020 because it's booking up that fast. It's that popular.
Well, John,
if anybody, wants to find out, they can call us at 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. Check us out at WhalersCoveLodge.com. Again, that's WhalersCoveLodge.com. We've got a YouTube channel, a Facebook. We're out there. You can see what the lodge is all about. And now Pete got to discover what we built. I've been teasing that all season. We built this huge area out in the front of a lodge. There's a pool table, there's a poker table, there's a fire pit that's covered. I mean, this is really a top quality lodge.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, plus we have all the kayak fishing, which more and more people are doing. So this is a great destination for people to come up and really experience the very best of Southeast Alaska, where calm water is usually what you find here.
No doubt. We've had a great relationship over the years, John. We love Whalers Cove. It's one of our most favorite places. And, you know, because we've been doing this trip for so many years is why we've been able to secure such a successful date for the Let's Talk Hookup trips, 2020 being no exception. And as you hear, you know, as you had mentioned, you know, the best day of coho fishing for the year, that doesn't happen by accident. It's a lot of time to secure such a great date at such a great facility such as Whalers Cove. Well, a fantastic report, buddy. We really appreciate it. And heed those words, man. If you want to go to a great spot that is a true, very quintessential frontier-style Alaskan lodge with all the comforts of home, you guys just do such a great job up at Whalers Cove. We can't wait for Pete's report tomorrow. John, one more time, shoot us the phone number if somebody wants to join you on one of the remaining 2020 spots or just get going and getting started on 2021.
Well, also, I had a cancellation on my boat toward the end of the season, and it's a four-day trip. So we've got a four-day guided trip with me at the end of the season. So call Jay at 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. And I hope you guys have a great time.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Great report. Nice job on the great fishing yesterday. We'll look forward to hearing another great report next week, and we'll look forward to the wrap-up report from Pete tomorrow here on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks, John. Appreciate the report very much. All right, now let's head on over to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our good buddy, Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th in Mission Bay?
Good morning, guys. Definitely had some good fishing this week. It's kind of what you'd expect in the middle of August there. Very good fishing all around. Those half-day trips, still some good bottom fishing, a little unusual for this time of season, but very good bottom fishing there with the reds, the rockfish, and the whitefish in the morning. The afternoon, they're seeing a lot of calico bass, a little bit of bottom fish. Earlier in the week, they saw some bonito, took a look around, and a little inconsistent there. They're trying, but they're definitely showing. Some yellowtail earlier in the week, too. They had three yellowtail, a bonito, and 51 calico bass on the afternoon half-day. So great fishing there. Those twilight trips also going out. Catch a nice mix of bass, a little bit of bottom fish mixed in there. About all you could want from the half day, there are lots of options. The full day trips, they went back to fishing offshore, looking around for those yellowfin, bluefin, and a little bit of yellowtail. San Diego yesterday, 91 yellowfin, 2 bluefin. Day before that, 102 yellowfin. Day before that, they had 208 yellowfin, 2 bluefin. So very good fishing on those full day trips. And guys, those trips are booking up really quickly. Right now, the San Diego itself is booked up through next week, but we've got other boats filling in. They're going offshore looking. Also, the Sea Watch is running a trip. Voyager's running a trip. The Pacifica is running a trip. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have those half days, those twilights, those full day trips on a few different boats going out there looking for those yellowfin. And like we talked about, I mean, when I started here for sure, you know, yellowfin on the full day was pretty much unheard of. And now it's like we expect it every year. So definitely some great fishing to be had there. Those overnight trips are very similar on all those boats going out looking for yellowfin, bluefin, and yellowtail. So a few big bluefin count. I don't think we saw any more of those 300-pounders this week, but very good fishing overall. So, guys, if you haven't gone out yet or you've got a couple more trips in you, I mean, what are you waiting for at this point? any of those trips you go on, you're going to go out there and catch something, some nice weather. So seaforthlanding.com, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down with us in person, get that gear tuned up, and get out there fishing. You got no excuse not to.
Couldn't agree more, Marcos. Great fishing going on at Seaforth all the way around. Like you said, it's prime time for a reason, and it's because it's all biting. Great report, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot, Marcos. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Phones are absolutely packed solid for Doug. We're going to jump right back into the phones right now with Pete. He's calling us from Point Loma this morning. Good morning, Pete. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Doug. You're doing a great job. You may have a future in radio.
Yeah, if the fishing thing doesn't work out, that's my backup plan.
Yeah,
there you go. Hey, listen, some buddies and I went out on Monday just because we wanted to get together and hang out. The counts have been like two fish for 30 people or whatever. We happened to go out on the producer, and we were limited out by one. And
nice.
We started catching fish at 9, and it didn't stop for 4 hours.
Oh, wow, cool, man. Right on.
Yeah, but really it leads up to my question. First off, I want to mention I got all my fish on 25, broke it off, tied on a quick hook without fluorocarbon. I didn't get a bite without fluorocarbon. So you definitely kind of need that. Rick, I wanted to let you know I was fishing a size 4 hook again because I was getting bit on every cast. Rick, I know you hate that small hook, but
I
just can't stay away from it.
Well, one, yeah, you're crazy. Two, you know, fish of this size, the school size fish that we're fishing now, I've let you get away with it no problem. When you were trying to target 80 and 100 pounders with a number 4 hook, your finger is on the disaster button the entire time.
Yep. I'm glad to hear that you got out there.
That's awesome, Pete. What a day, man. That's great.
I was fishing the heavy duty circles on the 4s, which is to me is like a 2-0 on a regular hook. But here's my question specifically. After I got my limit by in like an hour, I started screwing around. I couldn't get a bite on the Colt Sniper or the Dart Shimano, and it must be something I'm doing wrong. Because, I mean, I did off the bow. I cast into a boil, right on top of a boil, took kind of a fast crank. So is it a slower crank on those things? Because the irony is, after I got burned up on firing those two jigs, I went and dug an old 6X blue and chrome out, and I hung a fish on the first drop.
Isn't that funny?
I mean, the fish are there, but I'm just screwing up somehow.
Yep. I mean, sometimes they're on the jig better, sometimes they're on the bait better, and like any kind of fishing, you have to key into what they're responding to. So, you know, you try the sink. If they don't, you know, bite the sink, then you try, you know, retrieving at a 45-degree angle. If that doesn't work, you cast right on them and retrieve near the surface. You go slower, you go faster. You know, you can change up a size. You can change up a color. And sometimes they don't want the jig, and sometimes that's all they want. So, you know, you could go out the next day and your first cast, you know, hook one up, and there's no rhyme or reason to it sometimes. But, you know, usually any kind of a dart-style jig like a Colt Sniper in good yellowfin fishing is going to be effective, but there's no hard and fast rule. It's every day is different.
Totally. And like you said, the difference between them wanting to bite it all on the fall versus the wine could be the difference between a bunch of fish or not getting a bite, and you just got to tune that in. And like you say, man, if it's not broke, don't fix it. If they're biting the sardine on 25-pound, keep feeding it to them.
Yep.
That's cool. Pete, appreciate the phone call. What a day, man. Glad you had such a good trip. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Cliff in Lakewood is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Cliff.
Good morning, Rick. How you doing, Doug?
Good morning. How's everything going, Cliff?
Oh, not bad. I was wondering, does that line winder do Spectra? And my next question would be to Rick. On the Yummy Flyers and frozen fish, how do you throw them? With a balloon tight?
So that line winder is probably primarily going to be used for filling Spectra, because that's what, you know, the majority of people are filling their reels with. And just to give you a little tip, because we've done a lot of that, with Spectra in particular, you have to put a lot of pressure on the spool so that it goes on there tightly.
Right.
The heavier the line, the more the pressure, and you want to go not crazy fast, but you want to crisscross that line back and forth fairly quickly so that you can see a little X pattern, and that will prevent the top spool, the top length of line from cutting down into the previous layers, which results in you cutting off your spectra, losing your fish, and having to buy some more spectra. So put it on tight and crisscross it.
And then to answer your question about the yummy or the frozen flyer, both of those would work. Some sort of aerial presentation really is most common. There have definitely been bites on the natural baits, the whether they be frozen flyers, with just fishing them off of the rod tip. Some guys will add something to them to keep them floating up on the surface. So there have been some bites to be had that way, just right off the rod tip. But the high percentage are definitely from some kind of aerial presentation. We use a kite and a balloon combo. We fill up a 36-inch helium balloon. We attach it to a square-framed kite, like an AFTCO kite or a Bob Lewis kite or an SFE, something that has a rigid square frame. The Boston Big Game kites, which we sell a lot at Fisherman's Landing, they are a very easy kite to fly, and they're inexpensive. They're our most popular kite for sure. The only disadvantage is that you can't run helium with them, and the helium just provides a little more lift, and it's easier to fish in a multitude of scenarios. You know, you need to have the wind to keep that Boston kite going, and if you're moving or changing or stopping or just whatever, the helium balloon provides you a little easier time at making a lot of adjustments, but it also adds a lot of cost and inconvenience in having to carry a helium tank and carry the balloons, and you know, and the square frame kites are a lot more expensive than a Boston kite. You're flirting with the $200 world on a good square frame kite, where a Boston kite's only running you $60. So, but yeah, and just a balloon itself will certainly work just fine as well. But we like a helium balloon and a square frame Lewis kite. We use the medium wind for our boat.
Very good explanation. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. Mike in San Carlos is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi, guys. Yeah, it's Mike, your expert novice.
How's it going?
Good. I know you're talking rigging. So I got this question. Like, you know, I've been on 10-day trips, but I don't learn anything unless somebody shows me. When you do a weight with a rubber band, what is that all about? Because I don't get it.
Well, a lot of these fish have been, especially in the early part of the day or the late part of the day where it's, you know, dark or just getting light or just starting to get dark as well, those fish go down there sometimes 1, 2, 3, 500 feet down. So a lot of times we're in that, you know, 150, 200-foot range. That's when we fish the flatfalls, but also sometimes a live sardine can be very effective down at that depth, but, you know, how the heck do you get it down there?
Right.
So you take anywhere from a 4 to an 8 ounce, typically, torpedo sinker. You put a rubber band through the eye and then run the weight back through one of the loops. So that attaches the rubber band to the sinker. And then you do the same thing with the sinker with the remaining loop of the rubber band and go around your line and then cinch it down, you know, maybe a few feet above your hook. So it's nothing fancy, but, you know, you're basically attaching a weight to your line, and then you pin on your sardine through the nose so that when it's going down, you're not dragging it backwards. And you get it down into that depth where the meter marks have come, where you think you're in that, you know, 150, 200-foot depth, and basically stand there and wait for a bite. It's that simple.
And the nice thing about attaching your sinker via rubber band is you don't have any more knots, and you're not relying on the sinker as like a pivot
point. Correct.
You're just attaching weight to the line, getting it down there. Oftentimes, in the case of a big fish, that sinker might just go away by the time your fish comes back to the boat. If it stays attached the whole time, it's very easy for a crew member to reach out and grab that rubber band and cut the thing off so it's not in the way. It's just a very effective way to get a bait down without at all compromising the strength of your connection.
And it doesn't damage your line or anything. Something like, you know, a rubber core or something that's attached to your line, or you put more knots in there, you know, you've got more chance for failure. So it's just a super simple but very effective way to drop a bait down 200 feet.
Great question, Mike. Appreciate the phone call very much. David's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, David. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? I want to call and brag about my big bluefin I caught.
All right, let's hear it, buddy.
Okay, I went out on a Monday night, and I hooked one on a flat fall, and got dang 15 minutes, lost him, and he was a big one.
So
I had a flying fish down 200 feet and with its wings open, and that's the way they're biting, guys. I had four flying fish. I got four bites. I lost three big ones.
Oh, jeez.
And I caught one. And I caught one nice 316-pounder.
Hey,
wow.
Congratulations,
oh,
man. What
that's
a fish
of a lifetime.
That's great.
Wow.
That's great.
Well, I'm telling you, it was a lot of fun, and I was by myself.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable.
That was so fun.
That's great.
I love the challenge.
Congratulations. And, you know, again, Doug, you talked about long-range fishing at the beginning of the show. That's a very common way on a long-range trip to get a bite. It's actually a mix of the last two things we just talked about. Very commonly, in the early part of the morning, you get up, you know, and you're having your morning coffee at the Hurricane Bank, and a flying fish has flown onto the boat, into the lights, and hit the deck and laying on the deck. Very common to take a rubber-banded sinker, just like you were talking about, rubber band on the line, pin a flying fish, and just drop it down.
Drop it down
50 feet, stop it. Drop it down another 20 feet, stop it. And very common. So I'm not surprised by that at all, David. And, wow, what a massive fish for you to have caught. Congratulations.
Jeez.
Yeah, man. And then, you know, I had to put it on the boat. So I had to call, you know, enough boat over. Help! I tell you, I mean, what do you do, right? You're sitting there and you got this big 300-pounder. How do you get it on your boat?
Right.
Yeah. I
very, very hard.
I am so stoked for you, man. What an accomplishment. What a fish. That's one you'll remember for a lifetime. No doubt about that.
Oh, definitely. I've been fishing for years, and that's my best. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm real proud of it, and I had to call a show and brag. You know how it is.
Well, I'm really happy for you, David, and great call and a testament to how effective fishing that flying fish can be. Like you said, there are times when a fish really like to eat something in particular.
Yeah.
It's like fishing sea bass with squid. This is, you know, can you catch them other ways? Absolutely, but right now, that is just the most effective way to catch one of those things is to go get yourself some flyers and
get after them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. David, congratulations on your fish. What an accomplishment for sure. Let's jump back into them. Talk to Mark. Mark's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Rick, Doug?
Good.
Hey, I got a question. I'm going on to San Diego in a few weeks.
Nice.
And I want to know how much line do I put on my reel and what size line?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question. First of all, I typically would recommend not going with just one rod or reel. And with the conditions that we have right now, you probably want to take, you know, I would probably have three outfits, like a 20-pound outfit, a 30-pound outfit, and a jig stick of some sort with 40. And that'll let you cover most of the bases unless something changes. You know, you say you're going in the future. What if those 100-pound bluefin, you know, show up on the 302, then you've got to change your tactics. But normally for the small school-sized fish, we always say, you know, 300 yards is a good distance or a good, you know, line capacity. For the bigger fish, 500 to even up to 800-900 yards a line. You know, if you're flying the kite, you've got 300 yards out, and you've got to have, you know, 500 or 600 yards to fish with. So it just depends on the conditions, but you know, for the type of fishing we're having now on that type of a trip where you're going, you know, full day, sun up to sundown, catching yellowfin and bluefin that, you know, might be in that 10 to up to maybe 40 pounds, you know, I'd have a 20, a 30, and a 40, and I'd have at least 300 yards on each reel. And that could be a combination of Spectra and mono, Spectra and fluorocarbon, straight mono, you know, straight Spectra with a little piece of fluorocarbon, but try to hit that 300 yards. Then if you hook a nice one or you have to drop down 100 yards and, you know, a fish takes another 100 yards, you're still fishing.
That's a great call. Mark, appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, again, we mentioned at the beginning of the show, in just 2 weeks, it's our final San Diego County Ford Dealers Live Remote Broadcast. Again, a couple weeks Saturday, August 31st at El Cajon Ford. It's your last chance to qualify for the big grand prize, again, by random draw or by winning the Shimano Casting Contest. It's a trip for one on the Royal Star. It's a fly-down, fly-back trip from to Mazatlan in January. This includes your round-trip tickets from LAX to Mazatlan on Alaska Airlines. Be sure to check the Alaska Air banner on the front page at letstalkhookup.com for more details on all the great Alaska Airlines destinations. And you can also win all those other killer prizes, your own charter on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, a full AFTCO Anhydrous foul weather gear set. We've got Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. There's a ton of other giveaways, too, just for showing up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. We'll see you Saturday, August 31st at El Cajon Ford at Broadway and Main in El Cajon. When we come back, we got more of your phone calls, more great info with Doug. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. We're on 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower four strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Ask not what you can do for your smart speaker.
Hey, you hear that?
But what it can do for you. Start by having your smart speaker stream San Diego's best sports talk.
Let the games begin.
Use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Hey-o.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Having a great time with Doug in studio this morning. Been a very busy morning on the phones. 833-288-0973, the way to do it. And, you know, it's busy times at the tackle store right now, but the most fun times in the shop, too. It's such an electric, just buzzing thing. And this time of the year, as you alluded to at the beginning of the show, it is my favorite when all things are at play. A guy could come in just like David, who's targeting 300-pound bluefins, and the next guy would be like Pete that's going out and wanting to catch artificials, and there's so much extra cool stuff that our crew has become so proficient on in, like, you know, the guys that are working for the store just live it and breathe it and know it so much. Like, oh, I'm wanting to catch a fish on this jig. Like, well, hey, you know, try this one and let's swap the hooks and the rings out because I found that this hook combination is better. Or, you know, yeah, we'll get you set up with that, but let's put this leader and these hooks together on this one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so proud, and I love walking into there and just seeing the buzz that goes on at that rigging counter and guys going through all the stuff and picking out jigs and rods. It's my favorite time of year at the shop.
Now that you know, we've got a lot more localish type fishing going on, every time the radio rings, like three guys, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
You know,
like,
we're going to get an update. We're going to get a fish count. And, you know, and the other morning was like 8 o'clock, and the Tomahawk called me and goes, well, yeah, we got limits of yellowfin. I was like, oh, my God, it's 8 o'clock in the morning.
People were trying to scarf down a breakfast burrito, and they were already done. You know, yeah, done, finished. Hey, we're going to look for a Dorado,
yeah,
or we're going to try and fish bluefin,
yeah,
now. Like, it is really cool what's going on in that shop right now. And, and like you said, there's a lot of things that you know, our guys are just so good at, and that rigging and customized stuff, whether it be helping with rods or reels, and the guys just are doing a bang-up job.
Well, and then, you know, you just throw such diversity in the mix, and we've had, like, some 80-wides and 130s coming through the door. I think guys are starting to think a little bit about the Bisbee, which is, you know, only a couple of months out, or going down to the Cape in general. And so you've got one guy over here winding a bass reel for the half-day guy, and then another guy's grinding, you know, 130-pound Spectra, you know, 1,200 yards,
yeah,
you know.
It's pretty darn cool.
Those line machines are going full speed, two machines all day, every day, and there's just lines of reels on the counter and down on the floor.
Thousands of miles.
And the noise of those line machines and the strippers add to the buzz in the shop. It's just like one of those recognizable noises when you walk in. It's like, oh, the line machines are going.
The other thing that, like, people nonchalantly don't realize but I think is so cool is up at the front counter while you're waiting are all those cool video clips that play.
Oh, my
gosh. You wouldn't think that's a project that, you know, you put a lot of time into because it's something that people don't realize how much work goes into it. But, like, you have, like, the raddest, like, closed circuit cool video clip. So right where the fish counts scroll every day, where everybody wants to know what the boat's caught, you spent a bunch of time putting together, like, this raddest series of videos you could ever imagine. Like, I can't stop but, like, my day and, like, look up at the TV screen and see and just, like, the coolest stuff going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, we got the new 55-inch screens in, and we had a lot of older videos from the older long-range trips, which I love, and we're keeping all that. But, you know, we've got everything now. You look up and you'll see, you know, this nice calico just swimming through the kelp forest and, you know, school of bait fish in there. And then the next one pops up and it's like a full bluefin foamer and an iron bomber's casting his 11-foot jig stick getting hung on a popper, you know, and it's like, oh, my gosh.
It's really cool. Like, it added a very fun element to the shop. I really, really like it. It's cool.
And there's more to come. We're going to end up with about 20 video clips up on there. And I've got some clips from the Ultimate Challenge, the first true long range, you know, it was a VHS tape back in the day, and you can't even buy a DVD, but, you know, there's some clips of that. And then there's going to be some clips like Mag Bay, the underwater whirling
bait ball
with, like, Marlin and Dorado just mowing through the thing. And, you know, the bait ball is so tight, it just looks like a funneled tornado of bait fish.
Oh,
so,
I dig it.
Super cool stuff.
Yeah, it's very fun. If you haven't been into the shop in a little bit, it's something very cool to check out. You know, while you're waiting for your line to get filled, it'll definitely keep you entertained. Two big old giant plasma screens.
Yeah, you just see people staring at those screens,
awesome.
Like, oh, my God.
It's pretty awesome. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. We're going to go live to the Tribute now. Captain Mike Pritchard is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great, man. I know that there's been some great fishing that's gone on. Has it continued through the weekend?
Yes, it has. You know, really, what a change of a week. It just kind of went from being, you know, a little iffy, a little bit of yellowtail and stuff here and there to full-blown yellowfin, a little bit of bluefin mixed in, some yellowtail and Dorado. I mean, we've had some spectacular trips here this last week. I know a couple of trips ago, Captain Shane was running the boat, started off the morning with 80 yellowtail, ended up throwing 80 yellowfin on top of it, 9 bluefin, Dorado.
Wow.
Followed up the next day with very, very similar fishing. First day of a three and a half day trip, easy 1 day range, very, very relaxed group to say the least. We put on a little over 50 yellowfin yesterday and 28 yellowtail. All the yellowtail are very, very nice grade. Fish up to about 15 pounds. Yeah, as well as the bluefin to go with it. So, off to a decent start here, picking up a couple yellowfin, and there's been some very, very good stops so far here this morning. I know guys in the 40 to 70 fish range already, so all easy one-day range, and it's going to be what we're doing this coming up week, and there's room to go.
Man, that is awesome news, Mike. Great fishing, and, you know, with fishing like that, is there any one thing that a guy should be prepared for? Is it 25-pound and live bait? Is it an artificial or a popper thing to have? What's a savvy guy going to do to get himself ready if he's going fishing on the Tribute or any of the boats that are getting access to this great yellowfin tuna fishing?
Yeah, make sure you guys bring some jig. Some of the bluefin have been caught on flatfalls and cold snipers lately. We did catch a couple yellowfin yesterday on the cold sniper as well. Most of our guys, a lot of rental rods on here. Like I said, a very relaxed group. We had yellowfin bite last night about an hour after dark, which is almost unheard of for this size.
Yeah,
of
no kidding.
I think there was seven or eight guys standing there with a cocktail in their hands watching the other guys fish. So,
that's great.
It'd be really hard to base that on yesterday, but poppers, when these little, I don't even say that they're that small, but some of these yellowfin are up into the 25-pound range. Very, very fun fish to catch on poppers. I actually got a guy throwing one on the bow here right now. So just a very diverse tackle selection, anything from 25-pound, and you never know what's going to happen. Bring on up to 80 or 100-pound. Like, on a boat like mine, you got plenty of rod storage. There's no reason not to bring a full selection.
I dig it, man. Great fishing, Mike. Great answer to that, too. Glad to hear that they're biting. If somebody wants to get on the Tribute, I know it's been a very busy time, and it's busy with all this fishing, but we still got opportunities to come fishing with you to take advantage of this biting fish?
We do. We're starting to pick up more and more charters each year, which I'm stoked about. We get in Monday morning from this 3.5 day. We have a trip Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night that you can jump on.
Nice.
After that, we're chartered throughout the week. But make sure you give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. We'll be running these limited load overnight trips. And this has all changed in the last week, and it's very good. Plenty of fish around, and it doesn't look to stop.
Nice to hear that it's an easy one-day range. One-day trip's so easy. Jump on the boat. The next night, you're back home again. You're getting plenty of fishing. The fish is close enough to home that you're getting very close to the fishing you'd be getting out of a day-and-a-half trip anyways with the convenience and price of a one-day. Mike, glad to hear you guys are having such good fishing. If somebody wants to jump on the Tribute, how do they do it?
Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383, seaforthlanding.com. You can always book through TributeSportFishing.com, and then take a look at our Facebook page to see what we're catching. It's Tribute Sport Fishing.
Awesome. Great job, buddy. Glad to hear the fishing's going so well for you guys, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, you guys have a good weekend.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the phone call very much. Doug, phones are packed up. We want to talk some tackle.
What an awesome report.
Yeah,
I mean, just,
right?
You know, just what you dream of, and right here in the middle of August where it's supposed to be, and just the prospects of going the next 2 to 3 months like this. I mean,
it's good.
This is a fun year.
I love the variety that he talked about, too.
Yes.
There, you know, yellowfin.
Right.
And then there's also a mix of bluefin and great yellowtail on kelps and Dorado. And I know I talked to Captain Paul from the Shogun.
Mm-hmm.
This was a couple of trips ago. But he said, you know, our prospects for the early part of the fall for Dorado were great. They were down on a collection trip for Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Right.
This was still a couple hundred miles down, so not necessarily right here. But he said every scrap kelp that they got near that was bigger than a pizza box lid was loaded with Dorados.
You can just see it setting up
for
that. It's
going to
be such a fun September.
And those are such fun fish to catch, flipping around, and everybody's tangled and then not, and they bite the popper and this and that. Like, such a high-energy fish. And he said the prospects for what was to come looked so great down there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we were excited to hear that. So I think we got a lot of good to come still.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. All right, we're jumping back into him. We're going to talk to Tom. He's calling from Temecula this morning. What's up, Tom? Welcome to the show.
Morning, Rick and Doug. Doug, I got a question on the new Speedmaster 2 that Shimano is coming out with.
Yeah.
One of the things that they say is they're throwing an extra drag cam into the box, and I think they state that it's more for mono. And I personally prefer, you know, a steady ramp up on the drag as opposed to a real fast ramp up. Can you kind of speak to the purpose of having two drag cams in the box, And I forgot to ask or hear that, do you guys have these reels in stock now?
We do have a few left. They're coming in batches of 10 to 20 at a time. We've received, I think, three different shipments so far. And, you know, the first shipment went literally in hours. The second shipment lasted, you know, a few days. And this current shipment has lasted a few days. But I know there were, I don't know, probably 6 or 8 or 10 of each in back stock as of yesterday. So we're looking okay for the next few days, I would guess. Any time that Shimano offers multiple cams, this dates back to the Torsa reels. They had 7 different cams that
and
you
Torsa
could...
was like predecessor of Talica, right?
Yes,
like...
that's the, like the teardrop shape where the right side plate was bigger than the left side plate and all that technology. But, you know, they sell a lot of reels back east and out west, and we fish differently. Typically, we're taking a reel that was designed to fish 30-pound test, and we're fishing, you know, maybe 60 or 80-pound test on it. So that does require a steeper cam. Reason being is free spool is everything to us, whether it's a jig or a bait. You've got to be able to throw something out there uninhibited, but then you've got to be able to have a heavy drag setting. If you're fishing 80-pound test, you know, you might need 15 or 20 pounds of drag at least, you know, maybe even more, 25. So that's what a steep cam does for you. What a shallower cam does is, you know, you start with your free spool, but maybe you only go up to 10 or 12 pounds of drag, but you can make very gradual settings. That's real good for, like, billfish. You know, we're using a lot of line, lighter line, maybe 30-pound test for a striped marlin. And, you know, as that fish takes as much as 300 to 500 yards of line off your reel and he's jumping out there, you know, you've got to back off your drag on that 30-pound test or you snap them off. So that's the difference. The shallower cams are going to be for lighter line and more gradual settings. The steeper cams are going to give you free spool and then let you go up to that heavy drag setting. But, yeah, you've got to be more careful when you push that drag forward because you're increasing the drag at a higher rate. And you don't want to go past where, you know, your line is going to start breaking and that kind of thing.
Tom, appreciate the phone call very much. That's why he's the tackle guru. Yeah, drag cams are something that often wouldn't be thought about, but it's very cool that that reel comes with the option. So, you know, if you are fishing your reel with lighter line, you can just, you literally just screw that piece right on. And it comes set up, I believe, in the box with the steeper cam, which for the most part, all of our guys were probably going to be using out here.
But, you know, along those same lines, something that's really cool now is the Talica 20 and the Talica 25 are coming with shallower cam in the box. And, you know, that's such a great reel for so many things, but it's got a really steep cam. We're fishing maybe 130-pound test at times on a Talica 25.
Sure.
But, you know, it never made maybe the best of trolling reels, especially for billfish, but we do have a good striped marlin fishery at times in Southern California, and that Talica 25 would be the perfect trolling reel, but you can't put your 30 or your 40 or your 50-pound test on there and have the drag settings you want, but you can switch that cam out super simple and then convert that to your trolling reel later in the season for the striped marlin.
That's a good call. Appreciate that again very much, Tom. Thanks a lot for the phone call. How about next up, we talk to Bob calling from Cerritos this morning. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Rick and Doug. I wanted your opinion on, for the flat balls, is using wiring them with, like, stranded wire as opposed to mono.
It's not something that I know that of anybody that's ever done it, and so I guess I don't see an advantage because the fluorocarbon is invisible and it has such abrasion resistance that I don't see that there would be a reason to do it. You know, when a bluefin sucks in a jig like that, I mean, it's going to go all the way down, and that wire can kink up, and I just think that it's not necessary, and it could give you some problems. When that fluorocarbon gets between the teeth and the jaw, and, you know, it's getting all mutilated, it goes back to its same form where wire tends to kink up, and then that can create a weak spot. You know, you're going to have to recrimp it and change it after every fish. So I'm kind of liking the fluoro.
Heavy wire is certainly strong. There's no doubt about it. We catch, you know, wahoos and things like that on it. But where wire is extremely strong in a straight, easy, steady pull, it doesn't have the shock strength like a fluorocarbon or a monofilament would. And it's just so easy to rig that, that heavy fluoro. Once you get up into that extreme fluorocarbon size, you're pretty darn safe. You know, you get a 200-pound fluoro leader on your flat fall, you're in the driver's seat when,
yep,
when you're attached to that one.
I mean, certainly sharks and wahoo, and there are reasons that, you know, we have to use wire sometimes. And back east, they have a lot more toothy critters than we do out here. But, you know, that'd be the only time I'd use wire is when you have something that is literally going to cut right through 200-pound fluorocarbon.
As far as the effectiveness of getting bites, though, it's oftentimes fished in a low-light scenario. So I don't think it would keep you from getting bites, and certainly not saying to not use it. But I'm with Doug. I think fluorocarbon is just as good for all the same reasons and easier to work with and probably get bites maybe even a little bit better.
Yep.
Appreciate the phone call very, very much, Bob. Thanks a lot for that. How about this time we talk to John? John's calling us from Upland this morning. Hi, John. Well, actually, you lost down there. Chuck in Dana Point is up next. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, you guys. Have you guys casted that new Shimano? How's that thing throw the jig? And second, you guys calling in, and I only got one or two. This is the best time for an excuse to buy more stuff. All you got to do is tell it.
Well, there's no doubt about that. There's so many diverse ways that we fish now, and some of the rods and some of the reels will definitely cross over. Your surface iron jig stick can become your popper stick, and your, you know, heavy Guadalupe Talica 20 can become your flat fall rig. So, you know, but definitely there's so many methods now that, there's endless amounts of tackle you can buy, and, you know, you want to try and maximize the use out of each piece of gear that you buy. As far as casting that reel, I have not had a chance to yet. I mean, obviously, we've played with it and inspected and detected and done everything you can do to them in a tackle store, but I just haven't had a chance to use them yet. Now, with that said, we've sold quite a few of them. We've had a few comments coming back, you know, that guys love them, but it's early in the game. I just know Shimano's due diligence. They've been fishing that reel here for the last, oh, several months, if not a year. And it's been on their, you know, research and development and testing. So I know that the guys that have tested it, they're going to make sure that thing casts well.
The thing is, and that has lived on our boats. You know, we were very fortunate in this, you know, Southern California, that a lot of the testing that they do is on our long-range boats. I know there's a couple on Seasons in that prototyping phase, and so that thing has, they made sure that it lived up to what we need on our boats well before that reel ever made it.
Yeah, I know they went out on the Liberty a couple of times and during that bluefin bite, and I don't know how Robbie Gant's so dang lucky, but every time he goes out, those frickin' things bite. Ticks me off.
Hey, sometimes it's better to, you know, you just like you said, you just got to go. You go,
yep.
And you're more than likely to hit those fun big days. Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, appreciate the phone call, Chuck, very much. Thanks a lot for that. When we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a Sato line winder, and we got more with the man, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranks reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half and full-day open party trips. trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. What a prize
My
going
goodness.
Out today, man.
Right?
A Sato Line Winder kit. This one is going to Les in Rancho Bernardo. Les, hang on to the very end. We unfortunately weren't able to get his call on the air, but we always say if you stay holding on to the end, you get to go in the drawing, and that was certainly the case, and Les was the big winner. So, Les, congratulations again on that Sato crimp kit. Doug, I cannot get over how fast this 2 hours goes by every morning, but, man, what a great time this has been, and so enjoy when you're coming on the show, and man, it's a lot of fun, and just got to say again, this is the time to come down to the shop, man. So much good stuff going on.
It is. We always say the fastest 2 hours on radio. I think in however 26 years I've been doing this show, this was the fastest 2 hours on radio today.
That's crazy.
Like right now, today, August 17th or whatever it is, this was the fastest 2 hours ever.
No doubt. But if you want more of it, man, come down to the shop. You know, yep. I mean, that's what it's like this time of year. It's fun. It's high-paced. There's so much cool stuff going on. There's so many options. And
it is. It's like an extension of the radio show. You can come down to the shop. You can call in. You know, the guys that were on hold, and unfortunately we didn't get to a few of the callers, just feel free to give a call down to the shop. I'm going to be there in a half an hour from now, but our crew is so fantastic. You know, we're all a bunch of fish maniacs down there, and the guys live for this stuff and know their stuff. And, you know, so we'd love to have your calls, have you come in and just hang out and BS or get ready for a trip or whatever.
I'm so proud of the fishaholic crew that we have. I mean, our Travis, who left to go to work, you know, he got back at 2 o'clock in the morning last night and is leaving to go to Colorado today. He has an 18-hour drive to get back to college today after being on the Parker for 24 hours. And I wish people could see like the scheduling. You know, every kid, you know, every one of us is like, hey, man, can you trade me Wednesday for Thursday? I'm going to try and go fishing with so-and-so.
Exactly.
And back and forth. And, like, it's just we live it and breathe it and love it and want to share it with you. And again, sure appreciate you coming down, Doug. And I welcome everybody to come down to the shop. Sure have a good time doing
making
it.
Making the schedule in the shop, I mean, most places people want to get the weekend off. Our guys want to get the weekdays off so they can go fishing. So I never have a problem with, you know, oh, can I get the weekend off? No, it's like I want to get off Thursday.
No doubt about it. Well, Doug, great job. Appreciate it. We appreciate you listening. Tomorrow morning, another great show. Pat McDonald from Western Outdoor News is going to be joining us 7 to 9 a.m. right here on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. We'll see you tomorrow.